A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Good morning, Tony, and we'll get straight into matters. A listener has this dilemma. She says, I'm a very busy person. I nearly always have several balls in the air at the same time. I have three children. I also have a part-time job. Additionally, I do most of the housework. Sometimes I don't answer the landline phone when it rings and I have my mobile on silent. My partner gives out to me for not answering the phone and says it's rude. He'll generally answer the phone, and when a call is for me, which it mostly is, he puts me on the phone to whoever is ringing. This annoys me when I'm tired and stressed out. I've asked him not to do this, but he simply ignores me. What can I do to get the message across?
That's a fairly common situation, I would imagine. And it's down to communication, basically. And, of course, there's other things you can do beside communicating with your partner. But it's basically getting the message across. When you've had a busy day and you're knackered, the last thing you want is half an hour of conversation with somebody. And so what you need to do is literally go out for a pint or walk or whatever, and at a relaxed time, get the message across. Because most of the time we tend to get or try to get these types of messages across when there's a sort of situation going on, and that usually leads to an argument. But if you do it at a quiet time, that'll work. Of course, there's other things you can do then. You can always decline the call when he brings the phone to you, say, I'm feeling unwell, I'm feeling tired or whatever, and just won't take the call. That'll create a bit of an argument, but if you do it a couple of times, it'll get the message across. The other one, again, of course, immediately comes to mind is you can put a landline, most of them, you can put them on silent. You could switch it to silent in the evenings or whatever. So that'd be some of my sort of pointers of getting that sort of situation straightened out.
Or get rid of the landline?
Well, landline is, at the moment, in some places anyway, tied to having internet. So you could, of course, get rid of the landline. Yeah, indeed.
What leaps out at me as well, Tony, is this person says, this woman says that she does most of the housework. She also has the part-time job. So maybe some of the resentment there isn't just to do with her partner's attitude or response to phone calls for her, that maybe she feels that, you know, she's already doing a lot and she's doing most of the housework, and yet he's the one who seems miffed and peeved if she doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah, I mean, he could have a very busy job too, of course, and come home tired, but it's just basically communication. She wants a quiet evening when she's had a busy, busy day. The kids are put to bed or whatever, and things are quietening down. She doesn't want a half-hour phone call. And just getting that message across is what it's about. But unfortunately, what happens in a lot of situations is the communication is at sort of stressful times, and therefore the communication is stressful. And so what needs to be done is to talk these sort of things out when everything is peaceful, the kids are away, you're out having a coffee, and it's calm and quiet, and you can sort of maybe then hit the subject without getting an argument going. So it's down to communicating. That's basically what it is.
And if it is an issue where she feels it's unfair that she's doing most of the homework, and I have to say, I think it is unfair as well, because she also has a part-time job. Now, maybe he works full-time, who knows? But nonetheless, I mean, obviously, I shouldn't be commenting on people's situations, but if there is an issue where she feels there's an unfair division of labour when it comes to the housework, that may be something that she could talk to him about as well.
Oh, yes, and something she can do, of course. She can cut back on what she's doing. I mean, the non-essential stuff can be left, you know. You don't have to keep the house at hotel standards if you're doing a job of raising kids and everything else, you know. So she could ease back and then communicate, you know. I need space, and I need help as well.
Well, in America, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reckon that US women spend 47 minutes more on housework on average than men every day. So despite the progress made in terms of feminism and equality and all that, that still seems to be the situation in many homes, that the woman has to do the lion's share of the work. But that's a deeper question to debate.
Sorry, I butted in there.
No, not at all, Tony.
Standing up for the men, it could be that women have a higher standard. A lot of men are satisfied with a few cobwebs and a few magazines thrown around the place and that sort of stuff, where women, it will drive them mad. And, that could be part of the reason, the difference.
Yes, and actually, Tony, a study from Cambridge University has borne that out. It says that when women do more housework because they're more likely to notice what needs to be done. So, Tony, you're on the ball there. We have more queries coming in to Tony McGinley. Get in touch, 066 712 3666. Text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300, or email kerry.today@radiokerry.ie. All your queries will always be treated with confidence and sensitivity. We'll have more to deal with Tony after these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Now, Tony, this person has got in touch to say, I have a strong moral code. I try to behave in the right way, no matter what the situation is or how I'm feeling. This has earned me a good deal of negative comment at times from colleagues, from family and from friends. I'm wondering, is my sticking to the moral ground in company like that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I've actually been reading that and thinking about it, and basically there are two possibilities here. One is that your style of communication, as it were, connected to your beliefs, might be a little bit crude, for want of a better word, and you might be coming over as prudish or judgmental or whatever, and that could be the reason why you're getting, you know, as it were, a slap on the wrist or a remark or whatever. If you look at how you behave, if you can be conscious while you're actually in that situation, you might notice that, you know, there are certain words you use or a certain attitude becomes, as it were, imprinted upon your face or whatever. And if you can become conscious of how you're reacting, you may change the whole aspect of it, because I don't think anybody blames anybody else for being, you know, as you say, religious and having a strong moral code. I think I admire people, but if they're coming over where I feel they're judging me, then I might become a bit defensive or whatever. So that's what I perceive as being the sort of core of the situation.
So kind of take yourself back and say, am I coming across as priggish or judgmental? Or it could well be that you've looked at yourself and say, well, no, I'm just honestly expressing my own view. I'm not trying to force my opinion on anyone. I'm being sincere what I'm saying. And then you can take it from there if you feel that you in turn are being judged for having religious or moral principles, then you can look further. But maybe, as you said there, Tony, take a step back and say, well, you know, how am I coming across, or how could I be perceived by others when I'm stating my views or my moral principles?
Yeah, and sometimes stating a view fairly, you know, straightforwardly even can be, you know, provocative to some people. You know, I believe that children should be whatever raised with certain standards. And if you say that at the wrong time to the wrong person, you'll get a reaction, you'll get a knee-jerk. And it's avoiding that sort of knee-jerk is what's important, not your views. I mean, everybody is entitled to their views. But just be careful how you communicate those views to other people, especially, as I say, at what might be sort of tense moments. Because that's where these things can kick off, and as I say, you end up with somebody having a knee jerk and hitting back at you, sort of thing.
Very interesting perspective there, Tony. And if anyone has a similar position or situation or dilemma, do get in touch to us. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie. We have a query in about a couple with different aims when they go on holidays. Somebody likes it quiet, another person likes to be on the go. So we might come to that next week.